From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
With deposed military dictator Prosper Avril now exiled in the United States, the way is cleared for the appointment of an interim president. Grenadians go to the polls tomorrow in an election that could produce another coalition government. And Bermuda's top-notch high jumper Nick Saunders says a leap into politics is on the cards once his athletic days are over. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Haiti's deposed military leader, General Prosper Avril, flew into exile this morning aboard an American military plane. His departure, after days of violent unrest, cleared the way for the appointment of the country's first woman president. From Port-au-Prince, Alan Tomlinson has this report.
Following his resignation as president on Saturday, after a week of nationwide unrest, General Avril finally succumbed to intense political and diplomatic pressure upon him to leave the country. It had become obvious that his continued presence stood in the way of a speedy transition to civilian government. At dawn, a convoy of jeeps carried Avril, his wife, two teenage children, and a servant from his luxurious suburban villa to the international airport, where an American C-141 Starlifter aircraft awaited them. Avril and his family were personally escorted aboard by U.S. Ambassador Alvin Adams, who had played a central role in the negotiations. The plane took off into the dawn sky in a rerun of the departure 4 years ago of President for Life Jean-Claude Duvalier, whose fall after 30 years of family dictatorship plunged Haiti into one of its bloodiest periods. Within minutes, an alliance of Haitian opposition leaders, known as the Group of 12, announced they had chosen an interim president. She is Madame Eartha Pascal Trujillo, the first female member of Haiti's Supreme Court and now the first woman president in the nation's history. A few hours later, the new army chief and acting president, General Gerard Abraham, formally approved the appointment, saying he hoped Madame Trujillo would be sworn in by the end of the day. Her term of office is likely to be short, however. Opposition leaders believe elections can be held here within 3 to 6 months. She will govern in the meantime under the advice of a 19-member Council of State made up of opposition leaders and representatives from the rural provinces.
Alan Tomlinson in Haiti. And the ousted dictator, General Prosper Avril, was expected to leave the Homestead Air Force Base in South Florida sometime today for Boca Raton, where he's believed to own property. A small group of Haitian refugees in Miami gathered outside the Air Force Base to protest Avril's presence and called on the United States to send him back to Haiti for trial. One protester said Avril is worse than Panama's Noriega and, as such, should be tried, imprisoned, or executed. It had been rumored that Prosper Avril would be seeking asylum in Belgium. However, officials in Brussels today denied that he had applied for a Belgian visa. In Washington, the White House spokesman Marlon Fitzwater said Prosper Avril did not intend to stay long in the United States, but did not indicate his final destination. And in Miami, one of the Haitian opposition leaders sent into exile by General Avril in January, Mr. Hubert de Ronceret, says he will return to Port-au-Prince this week. Mr. de Ronceret, who's expected to be elected leader of the opposition coalition, the National Mobilization for Development Party, greeted news of Prosper Avril's departure with relief.
I have been very happy to know that Mr. Avril has left Haiti because my struggle against his government was very hard. Now I think my country and Haitian people are finding the new way towards democracy and development.
You were one of the opposition figures who were sent into exile. How soon will you return to Port-au-Prince?
I return to Port-au-Prince on Wednesday 14.
Of course, an interim president has been installed, and that is Madame Eartha Pascal Trujillo. Are you satisfied with her leading the country up to elections?
She's a lawyer and a writer. She has a very nice personality. I think that she is not politically engaged in any political party. I think she can do a good job for democracy, for the new electoral process in Haiti.
And if, for instance, you were to win power, your coalition, or indeed if Marc Bazin's coalition was to win, or any of the other parties, would you want to see the disbanding of the military altogether?
I think the military members constitute a great problem in Haiti, and we think that the next government must create a security guard, a civilian security guard under the Ministry of Justice instead of maintaining a military. We think that it is an important point to resolve.
Mr. Hubert de Ronceret. At the start of another week, time for a look at the financial markets in London today. The pound continues to have a bad run against other major currencies. Against the dollar, sterling was down half a cent to close at $1.6110. As sterling continues to fall, analysts are forecasting no immediate recovery. Stephen Bell, currency analyst at the Morgan Grenfell Bank, says there has been a lot of surprise about the level to which sterling has dropped. I asked Stephen...